with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in here with me today. I've been Bryce. This has been Caution Not Danger. And keep it freeform. I'm passing you over to Rick Decker, our in-house audio automatic DJ.
Up the Pro Tools and Press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsis. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles. Crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Wasn't my record deal, but still I couldn't believe it. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math, if he made it, that mean I made it. Everything I had was for the team, I remained patient. Grinding with my brothers, it was us against them, no one above us, bless our hearts. A champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned. heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
Baby, just relax your mind.
If you got time and I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Free your thoughts and watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes.
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue, baby.
Tell me what I do, baby.
What I do.
I had to run it back. This is part two of the D'Angelo special. This time, we're going to be playing a lot more interviews, one-off performances. I got a lot in the bag today. I only have till 9, so make sure to keep it here. I'm going to cut over to a really cool interview that he completed back in the 90s for, I believe, MTV. Really cool interview, speaking of his struggles post-Brown Sugar, the writing block he faced, struggling with fame, as well as breaking through that due to the birth of his son. The son they had with Angie Stone, who also passed this year. Rest in peace. Let's take a listen.
I read somewhere that before you started writing the Voodoo album, that you were really lacking inspiration. What caused the whole lack of inspiration, do you know?
Yeah, well, I think for a little bit, I was a little disarrayed by everything that happened after Brown Sugar came out.
Meaning,
like, I went on tour and I basically didn't know how to handle or to accept everything that happened. And then too, just seeing everything, because before you get into the business, you really don't know what it's about until you get into it. And then, you know, once I saw it, you know, once you rub heads with snakes and everything like that, you know, you get jaded. So I kind of got jaded,
wow.
You know, and I had to return, or at least mentally return to why I wanted to do this in the first place. And that was because of my love for the music,
right.
You know, and until I got to that place, I didn't feel a desire like I had before to just, you know, get right back into it. You know?
Now,
yeah.
How did you finally realize that? Like, this is what this is really about. This is why I have to do this.
Birth of my son really put it back in there.
Wow.
Seeing him born. You know? And that's when I wrote the first song for the album after that.
And which song was that?
Send It On.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your son inspired that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, when you lack inspiration, so to speak, Is that like a really scary place to be as an artist?
Yeah, it's very scary because, I mean, yeah, you don't want to be there, you know what I'm saying? Not if you're trying to write, you know, not if you're a writer. And, you know, I mean, I talked to other folk and, you know, they've had similar things happen to them where, you know, just, you know, the business and the music is like oil and water sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you gotta learn how to differentiate them. And, you know, that was just one of the things I had to learn how to do.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. How do you separate the music from the business?
You know, pure and simple, just separate them.
You just separate
them? Yeah, like, I mean, when I started working on this album, I couldn't even deal or talk about anything that had to do with business or, you know, marketing or anything like that.
Right.
And I didn't want any of that near me, you know what I mean? Because it was, I felt it was like, it was just like junk, or it was just impure. Mm-hmm. And everything that I was writing or trying to do creatively was just this pure thing. And I didn't want none of that to touch it, so.
You like being on stage performing better or being like in the lab recording better?
You know, both of them are two totally different things, but they're both means of expression. And I love both of them very equally, you know, mm-hmm. but for their own different individual reasons, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, you be in the lab, you can't wait to get on stage. You be on stage, you can't wait to get in the lab, so I love both of them.
So you're on tour right now, like we're sitting in your dressing room, we're about to go on in a little while, and I know we kind of like interrupted your routine, but do you have a routine that you like do like before you get ready to go on stage?
Yeah, a little ritual, just, you know, getting the mind ready. It's almost like just gearing up for a fight almost, you know?
So what's the ritual? You can't tell us? Or?
Well, one of the things we do is pray.
Okay.
We get in here and we sing and we pray, and we all get in a circle and we hold hands and we all meditate on what we're about to do.
Well, do you ever get nervous? Like, will you get ready to go on stage? Like, man, what if they gonna boo me off the stage or something?
I don't think about that. I get a little butterfly sometimes.
Right.
But it's a good, you want to feel like that before you get on stage.
Oh,
There it is again. I love that interview. I'm gonna see if I can start playing some rarities here. Studio A is down, so I can't just switch between two devices, so it's real tough just being on my laptop. Usually I'd be able to switch between my laptop, maybe some physical, and my phone, but today we're just thugging it out. You're getting it real raw and rugged. I wanna do his performance of Heaven Must Be a Place Like This. I love this song. It's an Ohio Player song. It came out in 1977, I believe. This song is incredible. D'Angelo, take it away. From the left to right.
Place in the shade. Our glass
Yeah, man. That relationship he had with his band was none other. He had such a good live band. He was one of the best live performers ever. And, you know, again, I don't have a lot of cool transitions today. Again, real raw and rugged, so I'm just picking stuff. I also wanted to play his performance of Mothership Connection. Yes. We're going to do that, and then we're going to get into a couple other tracks. But, yeah, going to keep it going. Man, allow me while I filibuster to find another track. There's one more I wanted to play. Let me get into my little bag of goodies. I really wanted him. He played, he performed Black Hole Sun. I really, really want to find that song here. Really want to find that track here. Imagine that. And, you know, the song is clearly incomplete and it's a cover and it might have been from a jam session, but you can still kind of feel his spin on it. And, you know, still really felt came through. Gonna try to kick it over to some Overjoyed, see how he's plumbing here.
Thank you.
That didn't even get released. The song's a banger. That is a top five D'Angelo song. And you just heard me witness it live. I had no idea about that song until just now. Let's play. Oh, wow. That was incredible. Girl, you need to change your mind. Let's see how this sounds. Bag full of surprises today. I had no idea he covered this song either. And the other song, I clicked it because I thought it was going to be a Stevie Wonder cover, but it clearly wasn't. It was clearly his own rendition of a song. Unless it's another song called Overjoyed that I never heard of. I'm going to play... What do I want to... Every Day? Is this a Jamiroquai cover? We're going to find out.
Yeah. the time. So tell me how you gonna get something when all you gave up was nothing. Every day, every day, every day, baby, you twisted my mind. And tell me why is it that I'm bugging now that I've got everything. Every day, every way, you're gonna pay, baby, for this in my love. Now, baby, it took love of you for me to get over you. I didn't think I could make it, but my faith in God said I could shake. Back in the day, I wasn't good enough for you, but I would do anything to win you over. You took advantage of my attention. Oh, did I forget to mention?
Every day you did the same thing. Every hour you switch up on me. And every minute I'm forgiving. Every second we be living.
Tell me how you're gonna get something
all you get
for nothing.
His catalog goes far beyond what was on his three albums that were released. I think I have time for one more. Water Get No Enemy. I gotta play it, don't I? He covered Bela.
1, 2, 1, 2. You got it.
Thank you.
gonna ride out this jam through the hour. Thanks for listening, and rest in peace, D'Angelo.